This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And do you grow your own lemons or your own oranges? Well, yeah, might be a good time to start thinking about that and planting your own citrus tree. I'm joined this morning by Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine. How are you this morning, Jenny?
Great, thank you.
So what's the bonuses of planting your own citrus tree?
Well, it's traditional. I mean, every Australian garden is supposed to have a lemon tree, doesn't it? But, you know, there's especially this time of the year when the blossoms come out. I mean, there's nothing quite like the smell of citrus blossoms. They are just gorgeous. Then you get the fruit. And another advantage is that they are evergreen. So they have this really lovely glossy foliage all year round.
And so I guess if we're looking at planting a citrus tree, what size do we start with? Because, of course, they're not going to grow right away and be ready to fruit right off the bat. How do we go about planting and growing our own?
Well, now's the best time to start planting, now that all the frosts have gone and the earth is warming up. That's great. You just buy, you know, what you get in the nurseries is what is the right size for you to plant now. But a thing to remember with citrus is that for the first 2 years, they will produce flowers every spring, which then grow into fruit. But for the first 2 years of that plant, you should chop off the flowers after, you know, as they're dying. Don't let them develop fruit, because it's really important to let all the energy go into developing a really good framework for your tree.
Okay, because you don't want to, I guess, weigh down those branches.
No, it's just that producing fruit, producing flowers and then producing fruit takes a lot of energy, and you just want to make sure that the limbs grow strong, the leaves grow healthy, the roots, you know, stabilize in the soil and everything. So just save the energy for the actual growing. And after that, after the third season, let it fruit and you'll be rewarded.
Okay, so it's a bit of a waiting game then.
It is a bit, but, you know, it's worth it.
Mm. Of course, as human beings, we do love our citrus, but unfortunately, so do a lot of pests. How do we deal with pests when it comes to our fruiting citrus trees?
Well, pests and disease will only attack trees that are unhealthy. And so if you've not put it in the right sunny spot, if the soil is not good, if you haven't been feeding it, then it's weakened and pests will naturally target it. And if this is the case, there are quite a few little diseases and pests that that citrus get. You know, for example, scale and aphids, those nasty little sticky things that cling to the stems and trunks. So just use an eco oil or a soap spray to get rid of them. And then a consequence of scale and aphids is sooty mold. Aphids and scale emit what we pleasantly call honeydew. And this attracts the sooty mold, and then sort of, especially if you're getting it over the leaves, it stops photosynthesis, and it's just not, it just is, will eventually kill your tree. And then the worst thing of all is the stink bugs. Oh, I mean, don't get too close to them, because they emit a spray and it stinks and it stings.
Yeah, they got that name for a reason.
Yes, they certainly do. Again, use a soapy spray to get rid of those, or if you've got a really heavy infestation, the vacuum cleaner.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It sounds weird, doesn't it? But that's what happens. And then you've got citrus gall wasp. Now, what happens here is a wasp lays its eggs in the stem of the tree or a branch, and then when the larvae come out, they eat the inside. They eat all the tissue there, and that really badly damages it. So the best thing to do there is to cut it off and burn it. Don't put it on your compost. And then the other thing is the citrus leaf miner, and this is caused by a moth that lays its eggs on the leaves, and then the larvae come out, they crawl into the leaves and start eating the flesh. And you can see this with these sort of very pale, zigzaggy, scribbly lines on the leaves. So the best thing to do there is to remove all those leaves. And then you've got, they'll come back, these moths, because, you know, they're just part of nature. So to stop further attacks, spray the leaves in early summer all the way through to mid-autumn every couple of weeks with a pest oil.
And when we're looking for a location for our citrus tree, are they limited to just being planted in the ground in your garden?
No. Put them in a pot. They look fabulous in a pot, don't they? But it has to be a big one, at least 40 centimetres wide and about 50 centimetres deep. And you must make sure that you're using really good quality organic potting mix. And then you'll have to repot every couple of years. This is, you need to replenish the mix because all the nutrients have gone. And also it's a good idea to trim the roots so that they don't get root bound.
Well, Jenny, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
That's quite all right.
That was Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.